in a time where to be different was to be condemned. And to be condemned was to die. One man chose to question his God. From Fox Searchlight. Five-time Academy Award winner Kirk Lazarus and MTV Movie Award Best Kiss winner Tobey Maguire. Winner of the Beijing Film Festival's coveted Crying Monkey Award, Satan's Alley.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
CB4 in the motherfucking house.
Yeah, Gusto's in the motherfucking house with my man Dead Mike. We breaking motherfuckers off 24/7. So check this shit out.
Hey, yo, Gusto. What's up?
Get that
straight
shit.
Straight out of low cash, a crazy motherfucker named Gusto. I fuck your wife cause the bitch is a big hoe. I fuck your sister, I fuck your cat. I will fuck your mom but the bitch is too fat. When I'm in your neighborhood, you better dig a moat. Cause I'm coming to slick your motherfucking throat. Blood is dripping, I'm not slipping. Bitches' panties is what I'm ripping. Rolling faster than a motherfucking dirt bike. Never met a piece of pussy that I didn't like. Like to eat it, like to suck it. Take the shit in a bucket.
Straight out of low cash.
Crazy motherfuckers.
Where you from, nigga?
Coming straight out of low cash. A crazy motherfucker named Dead Mike. So get ready, cause you're going for a long hike. Off a cliff, I'm driving you over. Now you're dead with your four-leaf clover. Float like a cannonball, sting like a shark. I'm the nigga waiting for you in the dark. Waiting to rob you, waiting to beat you. A bullet in your head is how I treat you. A villain with a hat, and it's like that. I tied your mom to a motherfucking train track. Flat on her back, I gave her some crack. It's 10 o'clock,
do you know where your mom's is at?
At my house,
doing
wiping her ass, she had to move. Straight out of low cash.
We'll be right back.
episode 241 coming at you at the movies. All movie soundtrack songs or originals from movies or songs about movies.
Coming soon from Rhyme and Treason Entertainment. Movie time.
What you heard at the beginning, a little Tropic Thunder, the previews at the beginning. Satan's Alley. And, of course, the most classic song ever from any movie, possibly. CB4, Straight Outta Low Cash.
The crazy motherfucker named Gusto.
So, yeah, we got some pretty good shit. We got some fucking Dickies, Bouncing Souls, Tenacious D, you know, Dewey Cox, Mustard Plug, Spinal Tap, John Williams, Danny Elfman, a shit ton of movie quotes.
Hell yeah.
Not this gonna is gonna suck. Be
a, it's gonna be a blockbuster episode.
We're gonna have two good shows in a row. A rarity.
Yeah.
It's all about the theme. We might have to do a second one of these because there's so many songs.
Shouts out to my my neighbor, who's our newest follower. What up, D? Thanks for listening, bro.
Right on. Cool. Right now, drinking a Secret Trail. Bout it.
Oh, I'd be bout it if I had one.
What are you drinking, Gower? Coffee, you piece of shit.
I got a fucking empty fridge, man.
Fucking hungover as shit. I was chugging the triple IPA after realizing I couldn't travel anywhere. Do anything. I
can't. Like, yeah. We're like, oh, it's getting better. No, it got infinitely worse.
My power plant's going into a 3-month outage where I was going to try to take like 3 weeks off, you know, and like go to Europe or something.
Yeah.
And it's over. It was so shot down last night. We were researching it.
Yeah, not going to happen.
I just started slamming Dr. Lupulin revision. Like to give it a shout out. 11.3%.
Yeah. The lupines, man. The sister of the THC crystal.
Whoa. In the background now, some Kenny Loggins.
Ooh, is it like the Danger Zone or something, man?
Yeah,
like,
because we're Top Gun option? Fucking Top Gun 2 that I've been looking forward to all year. It's supposed to come out at Christmas, but they're going to shut down the theaters, right? So, no Top Gun 2 for us. Yeah!
I mean, they should have never opened the theaters, but that's, you know, beside the point.
Girls on film. Theaters got to survive. Employees got to work there. People got mouths to feed, man.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe they'd be considered more essential if they didn't charge $18 for a bucket of fucking popcorn.
I'd pay fucking $20 for a bucket of popcorn right now if I could go see Top Gun, and I would buy hella beers, and I would pay your way. I would fucking... I love the theater, dude. Summer blockbusters. All right, we're going to play some more music. Here it comes. This is At the Movies, Rhyme and Treason. Rhyme.
And director's version of treason. We'll be right back.
and it goes like this. Check it out, it's a mountain boy who gets his finger caught in a bottle of Mr. Piff. And they go on adventures. I think it could be big. Is it too soon to whisper Oscar? Put a happy ending there and it'll write itself, I swear. All we need are some meetings and a lead. I got an idea for a movie. It's about this guy. And we will have adventures like the boy in the bottle did. Is it too soon to whisper Oscar? Put a happy ending there and it'll write itself, I swear. All we need are some meetings and a lead. With a happy ending there, this thing will write itself, I swear. All we need is some trick photography. I forgot one thing about the guy who gained the ability to fly. It was actually only for a foot or two, and only an inch or so high. And we will have adventures like the boy. Is it too soon to whisper Oscar? Put a happy ending there.
chill. You know I've been all around the world, right? But tonight I'm on my dumb shit.
I landed in Paris at a quarter to noon. So excited to see her, I went straight to the Louvre. I heard she's exquisite, so I bought my ticket. Pushed my way to the front of the crowd and I couldn't believe what I saw. Mona Lisa, you're an overrated piece of shit. With your terrible style and your dead shark eyes and a smirk like you're hiding a dick.
What the fuck is this garbage?
Mona Lisa, the original basic bitch. Traveled thousands of miles to see your beautiful smile. Talk about a bait and switch, you ugly.
Could land a helicopter on that big potato forehead. Get this chick some Rogaine, you a bloated corpse girl.
I am an American man. This is my native land. Where no one lies about paintings. But that's not the case in France. Where the naked ladies dance. And they look like Dennis France.
Cause it's a pain, a destiny child. You know it will be rocking cause it's fucking insane. It's just a pain, a destiny child. More precious than a diamond on a platinum chain. In Venice Beach there was a man named Cage. When he was busking he was out of the rage. He met Chables and it taught him well. All the techniques that were developed in hell. Cock push-ups and the power slide. Geek simulation, now there's nowhere to hide. They formed a band they named Tenacious D. And then they got to pick a destiny. Cause it's a pain, a destiny child. You know it will be rocking cause it's fucking insane. It's just a pain, a destiny child. Artistic grooves are better than a chicken chow mein. Cause he who is sleazy is easy to please it. And she who is juicy must be loosey goosey. And he who is groovy will be in my movie. So come on.
The wizard and the demon had a battle royale. The demon almost killed him with an evil kapow. But then it broke his tooth and thus the demon set out.
A destiny child, you know it will be rocking cause it's fucking insane. It's just a pain, a destiny child. You know our movie's better than our Citizen Kane.
Cause he who's a geezer must live in my freezer. And she who is snarky is full of malarkey. And he who is groovy must be in my movie. So come on.
My movie, it's
That chick Julie, she's truly dazzling.
Yep. But she's not one of ours.
She's cool.
He's hot.
She's from the valley.
He's not.
Mess with the bull. Get the horns. Where's my $2? Where's my $2? Rambo.
I got a question. You guys know so much about women. How come you're here at, like, a gas and sip on a Saturday night completely alone drinking beers? No women anywhere.
By choice!
Yeah, choose this, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like doing movies. Movies are fun. I'm a big movie fan. I like movie previews. You like those before the movie? I like them, but I also hate them because they show so many previews that, like, I forget what movie I'm there to see. Does that ever happen to you? And then when I remember, I don't want to see that movie anymore. I want to see one of the 10 awesome previews I just saw before the movie. I always thought it'd be funny, though, if they showed a movie preview and then had a title at the end of it that had nothing to do with the preview, just to mess with the audience. Like a really serious preview and then title at the end, nothing to do with it. So they come on like, coming this fall, the story of a family brutally torn apart. The father killed in a horrible accident. The mother forced to raise 8 children on her own. In a cruel world, all they have is each other. Coming this fall from the producers of Fried Green Tomatoes. And the director of Cast Away comes Shit Factory. People are like, what? That movie's called Shit Factory? Did you just see that? Shit Factory. What is a shit factory? Did the dad work at a shit factory? They just wouldn't know what to think of that. I just think that'd be funny. I use other titles with that joke. I use, gay boobs. I just think that's funny. Gay boobs. What? That movie's called Gay Boobs? What does that mean? Or I'll use Diarrhea Island. That's my favorite one. Diarrhea Island. What? That movie's called Diarrhea Island? I don't know.
Pick you up 8 o'clock? Nine. Downstairs.
Mr. Burgundy, you have a massive erection.
Really? Yes, I do. I'm sorry, it's the pleats. It's actually an optical illusion. It's the pattern on the pants. It's not flattering in the crotchal region. I'm actually taking them back right now. Taking them back to the pants store. Oh, this is awkward. I'm gonna walk this situation off, and I will see you later. Nothing to look at. Go back to work, everyone. Don't act like you're not impressed.
Episode 241 coming at you at the movies. Rhyme and Treason Radio, DJ Gower, DJ Manador. It's Sunday morning at 10 a.m. This is actually coming out on the same day.
It began in Wuhan.
A bat was dined upon. Or what?
That. The world never was the same again.
TriStar Pictures
present. That was always my dream job, man. I always wanted to be that guy. Like, what a kick-ass job. Like, what do? Like, I'm the movie trailer guy. Like, what do you mean? Like, you know, like when a movie starts and it's the trailer and the guy's John Cena.
I actually know a guy that makes movie trailers.
Oh, yeah.
Give a shout out to Matt Axe. His father-in-law worked for Warner Brothers Studio. He was an actual director for him.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You could actually research how they picked that guy, but I'm sure you still won't get picked.
Yeah, right.
Dashing your dreams, just like the Corona did to us, I predict we'll be watching a lot of shitty movies because no good ones are coming out, man. It's crap. Whoa. Bill and Ted, that was it. Oh, Borat, you know, 2 actually just came out. That was amazing.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, there was an idea that I had a long time ago that I think will probably be more realistic now, which is like basically the ability to be able to purchase like a stream, if you will, of a brand new first run movie.
Yeah, and right? That's gotta
like a pay per view. But like a pay per view.
But it totally puts the theaters out of business. Who's gonna go there?
Well, you go there for exactly as you described, for that theater experience, right?
Yeah, but I mean, so, just for the so what does that movie, mean? You know? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, sure, but that one movie to you is a different one movie to me, right? And if they make it,
dude, can you imagine how sick it's going to be?
Right, but you understand what I'm saying? Like, if they just made better movies as well, then it wouldn't be such a struggle for them, too. If you made movies that people actually wanted to go to a theater to see, as opposed to just being like, oh, yeah, I want to see that, but I don't want to go and pay all those prices to go to a theater to see it. Yeah. Bring it down to earth a little bit.
No, that's true. And I'd like to give a shout out to the movie theaters of Portland who've been doing it for years. It's a bar in the movie theater. You can get anything. You know? And food, you know, they have servers and stuff, and you just drink and eat, and it changes everything.
Be merry.
You know? Yeah. Yo.
Yeah.
And Chico, now they serve beer, so that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of become a little broader.
That's great. And, yeah, and I don't know, dude. In the background right now, the Goonies soundtrack. Some Goonies.
Nice. Yeah. Some Cyndi Lauper. Or what do we got there?
I don't know. But before that, a little Indiana Jones theme and some sound clips. The old Nick Swartz and stand up. Pretty funny. About the summer blockbusters. His movie preview voice. Anyway, we're doing it through a computer and.
Well, and then, it wasn't always just the summer blockbusters, you know? Like, this time of year, it was, like, the next wave of blockbusters, right? Where you had, like, you know, the holiday season. Everyone wanted to go see a movie after Christmas or whatever, or on Christmas.
Which supposedly that was they were going to do, but now I don't think they will.
It was such a weird thing. Like, it was a tradition, I guess you could call it, that I just never understood, like... People are like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to a movie like Christmas Day or whatever, right?
I've never done that.
And the whole family goes, right? And to me, and I always thought this about like dating as well. Like, I never wanted to take a date to a movie. Because the whole point of going on the date was that you wanted to like spend time with this person and get to know that person and like whatever, right? So why the fuck would you go to a place where you have to sit there for 2.5 hours, quiet, can't say a fucking word, in a dark room, can't even talk to the person.
Wait, to make out on the balcony.
I mean, maybe if you're already there, but like, you know.
To like, cut a hole in the popcorn container and put your penis, and then, yeah, got it made, so.
Step one, you cut a hole in that box.
You paid $18 for it, so you may as well get a second use out of it.
little extra butter in there.
Or dirty old men trying to cope, and yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Triple IPA was so gnarly.
yeah, that'll ring your bell a little bit, won't it?
We were talking about the Waldo beer.
Oh, that's good stuff, bro.
No,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
My coworker, well, now former coworker, he's gone to a different plant, had it on tap and didn't know like how strong it was or anything.
Oh boy.
Super.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, you're not going anywhere,
he's
bro.
He's like, what did I just drink? But he said it was amazing.
Oh, it is.
I mean, going on in the background. Technical difficulties on your end?
I think my mic cord was rubbing against my shirt there. Sorry about that.
I hear myself on your thing. I don't know.
Whoa.
We are trying to cope 10 years later. All right, here comes more music.
You're welcome for the free special effects on this movie edition.
I know, right? And here's us.
Theaters are awesome.
Hello?
Hello! My name is John Williams. Have you heard of me?
Yeah!
Would you mind awfully if I play along with you, chaps?
What do you think, lads?
Yeah,
great, John. Come in. All right, John?
Yeah, okay.
Whoa! Nice one, John.
Very flash.
Beautiful, John. I'll do this bit, John.
I think you better head.
We'll be right back.
remember.
Yeah, mind-blowing, John.
I'm lost for words.
Loved every minute of it, John.
Who you gonna call? Hi, I'm Ray Parker Jr., writer and performer of the Academy Award-nominated hit single Ghostbusters from the major motion picture Ghostbusters. But that's just one song. I've written so many other major motion picture theme songs and submitted them throughout the year. Now, they're available and together for one specially priced compilation. Songs like... You tried to play the game, but it's driving you insane. Jumanji, danger in the jungle. Jumanji, there's a lion in my house. Come on, Mr. Computer. Throw me a bone. I said, Lawnmower Man, get up off of my lawn. When Armageddon is near, you better get out of here. Look like a thief in pride. I ain't afraid of no stroy. Watch out behind you. They're trying to find you. Pelican Brief. It's getting legal, y'all. These songs have only been heard by the highest level of industry decision makers. But now you can feel like a Hollywood executive in your own home. I see a face off. That guy walking around, it's a face off. That ain't even your face. Passing on the Christ. Give me that off for this cross. Passing on the Christ. You know my daddy is the boss. To serve ya. That's not even a word. Gonna unnerve ya. Now there's a whole lot of kinky. Bet that room is stinky. 50 Shades of Grey. All right, white people. Who's a slave? I'm not a slave. Whoa-oh. 12 Years a Slave. Whoops. There's one thing I know, is that persistence makes perfection. Sure, Hollywood missed out. But that doesn't mean you have to. Down in the basement, what's going on? It's a act, people. There's a kid and a Nazi down there.
Order now to receive your free copy of Bobby Sings the Tubes, theme songs to sequels that were never made.
Ghostbusters! If there's something strange,
perfect, perfect. I mean, it's the right proportions. It'll be this color, right?
Yeah.
That's just terrific. I mean, it almost looks like the real thing.
I got it.
Yeah. When we get the actual set, when we get the piece, it'll follow exactly these specifications. I mean, even these contours and everything.
I don't understand it.
But I mean,
when the actual piece.
Well, when you build the actual piece.
But this is what you asked for, isn't it?
What?
Well, this is the piece.
This is the piece?
Yes.
Are you telling me that this is it? This is scenery? Have you ever been to Stonehenge?
No, I haven't been to Stonehenge.
The triptychs are 20 feet high. You can stand four men up them.
Ian, I was asked
this is,
to build
this is
a triptych.
This isn't a piece of scenery.
Look, this is what I was asked to build. 18 inches, right here, it's specified, 18 inches. I was given this napkin, I mean...
Forget this! Fuck the napkin!
In ancient times, hundreds of years before the dawn of history, lived an ancient race of people. What they were doing, but their legacy remains, hewn into the living rock of Stone Age.
Banshees live and they do live well. Stonehenge, where a man's a man and the children dance to the pipes of Pan. And you, my love, won't you take my hand? We'll go back in time. I will take you there. I will show you how.
And oh, how they danced, the little children of Stone Age. Beneath the haunted moon, for fear that daybreak might come too soon.
Think that the problem was that the band was down. I think that the problem may have been that there was a Stonehenge monument on the stage that was in danger of being crushed by a dwarf. All right? That tended to understate the hugeness of the object.
I really think you're...
Thank you.
coming tonight. If Bobby Shagg can't play, I need to find someone who can.
I'm fine. I can play through the pain.
And maybe you should have thought about this before you punch your landlord while you got the laryngitis.
I guess just no music tonight, boss.
Mulhickey! People come here to dance erotically. I ain't got no music. I ain't got no nightclub.
Excuse me. I play a little.
I don't know how to tell you this, boy. You're white. This crowd will eat you alive.
I've been watching Mr. Shad every night. I know all the songs. It'll be the same show. It'll be just like Bobby Shad and the Bad Men, only it'll be me tonight.
This is crazy. But I ain't got no other choice. I don't mean to put more pressure on you, boy. The suits from the record company just got here.
Oh, okay.
Scared?
A little.
Well, you should be.
Those Jews control show business.
Just lay it down exactly like Bobby does.
Good evening. We're Bobby Shad and the Bad Man. I'm Dewey Cox. Bobby Shad couldn't be here tonight, so I'm going to do his show for you. And I hope you enjoy it. This first song we're fitting to do is, it's about, it's about when your woman catches you. You know, she catches you running around town, getting in all kind of strange.
This is racially insensitive.
And she says, son, get your lazy two-time Negro ass up out of here. And you say to her,
you got to love the Negro man. You got to love the Negro man. Ooh, you got to love the Negro man. You got to love the Negro man. You got to love the
Negro man. Is he playing Negro man?
He is playing Negro man.
He playing Negro man.
From early in the morning to late at night. You know I love your apples when they take a bite. You got to love the Negro man. You got to love the Negro man. You got to love, 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 love the Negro man.
Yeah, come on,
dude. I know I did you wrong, and that ain't right. Let me put it on your mama, and you feel all right. You got to love the Negro man. You got to love the Negro man. You got to love, 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 love the Negro man.
Hey! Now that's what I call winning over an audience. Do it, go.
You almost gave me a goddamn heart attack. Let me see it. You pussy out or what?
No, no, man. I got it. It's flawless. Check it.
Flawless. Uh-huh. All right, that's good. It's hard to trace, I guess. Wait, you changed your name to McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin.
Yeah, I was between that or Muhammad.
Why the fuck would it be between that or Muhammad? Why don't you just pick a common name like a normal person?
Muhammad is the most commonly used name on Earth. Read a fucking book for once.
Fogel, have you ever actually met anyone named Muhammad?
Have you actually ever met anyone named McLovin?
No, that's why you picked a dumb fucking name.
Fuck you.
Give me that. All right. You look like a future pedophile in this picture, number one. Number two, it doesn't even have a first name. It just says McLovin. What? One name? One name? Who are you, Seal? Fogel, this ID says you're 25 years old. Why wouldn't you just put 21, man?
Seth, listen up, ass face. Every day, hundreds of kids go into the liquor store with their fake IDs, and every single one says they're 21. How many 21-year-olds do you think there are in this town? It's called fucking strategy, all right?
Let's stay calm, okay? Let's not lose our heads. No. It's a fine ID. It's gonna work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible. I mean, it's up to you, Fogel. This guy's either gonna think here's another kid with a fake ID, or here's McLovin, the 25-year-old Hawaiian organ donor. Okay? So what's it gonna be?
I am
McLovin. Tonight,
so
let's just get on with the execution!
Oh no, we have to stall him! More! More!
Yeah, more!
Oh, you big silly! You want to see more of me?
Yeah, big gay Al! Big gay Al!
Big gay Al! Big gay Al!
Well, I do have a little song I wrote about the war. Oh, but we haven't rehearsed.
Sing it!
Yeah, sing it!
Oh, I can't.
Sing the fucking song!
Well, all right. If you insist, I'll sing my song. I believe it goes a little bit like this.
Bombs are flying. People are dying. Children are crying. Politicians are lying, too. Cancer is killing. Texaco's spilling. The whole world's gone to hell, but how are you?
I'm super! Thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say. I'm feeling super. No, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're... Don't you think I look cute in this hat? I'm so sorry, Mr. Cripple, but I just can't feel too bad for you right now, because I'm feeling so insanely super that even the fact that you can't walk can't bring me down.
Hey, super! Considering
it
could be better, he must say.
I'm super! No, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're... Don't you think I look cute in this hat? These little pants, this matching tie, they got it firm. I'm super!
Even the barracks and the trenches as well.
Stick them up!
Yeah, man, it really tied the room together.
This was a value, dog.
What tied the room together, dude?
My rug.
Were you listening to the dude's story, Donnie?
What, dude?
Were you listening to the dude's story?
I was bowling.
So you have no frame of reference here, Donnie. You're like a child who wanders into the middle of a movie and wants to...
Walter, what's the point, man?
There's no reason. Here's my point, dude. There's no fucking reason why these...
Yeah, Walter, what's your point?
Huh?
Walter, what is the point? Look, we all know who is at fault here. What the fuck are you talking about?
Huh? No, what the fuck are you... I'm not... We're talking about unchecked aggression here,
What the
dude.
Fuck is he talking
my
about?
My rug.
Forget it, Donnie. You're out of your element.
Walter, the Chinaman who peed on my rug, I can't go give him a bill. So what the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about? The Chinaman is not the issue here, dude. I'm talking about drawing a line in the sand, dude. Across this line, you do not... Also, dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. Asian American, please.
Walter, this isn't a guy who built the railroads here. This is a guy...
What the fuck are you...
Walter, he peed on my rug.
He peed on the dude's rug.
Donnie, you're out of your element. Dude, the Chinaman is not the issue here.
So who?
Jeff Lebowski, the other Jeffrey Lebowski, the millionaire.
That's fucking interesting, man. That's fucking interesting.
Plus, he has the wealth, obviously, and the resources, so that there's no reason, there's no fucking reason why his wife should go out and owe money all over town, and then they come and they pee on your fucking rug. Am I wrong?
No.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, but...
Okay, then. That rug really tied the room together, did it not?
Fucking A.
And this guy peed on it.
Donnie, please.
You know, this is the fucking guy. I could find this fucking Lebowski guy.
His name is Lebowski? That's your name, dude.
This is the guy who should compensate me for the fucking rug.
Oh!
for me if people think I put it. Cause I'm a big rock star and I'm making lots of money. Money, 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 money. Ah! I'm so bloody rich. I own apartment buildings and shopping centers. And I only know three chords. What's me bird?
As I travel down the back roads of this home I love so much,
every carpenter and cowboy,
every lame man on a crush, they're all talking about a feeling, about a taste that's in the air. They're all talking about this mighty wind that's blowing everywhere. Oh, a mighty wind's a-blowing, it's kicking up the sand, it's blowing out a message to every woman, child and man. Yes, a mighty wind's a-blowing across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing equality.
From a lighthouse in Bar Harbor to a bridge called Golden Gate,
from a trawler down in Shreveport to the shore of one great lake,
there's a star on the horizon and it's burning like a flare. It's lighting up this mighty wind that's blowing everywhere.
Oh, a mighty wind's a-blowing, it's kicking up the sand, it's blowing out a message to every woman, child and man. Yes, a mighty wind's a-blowing across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing equality.
When the blind man sees the picture, when the deaf man hears the word, when the fisherman stops fishing, when the hunter spares the bird, we'll still hear the wondrous story of a world where people care. The story of this mighty wind that's blowing everywhere.
Oh, a mighty wind's a-blowing, it's kicking up the sand, it's blowing out a message to every woman, child and man. Yes, a mighty wind's a-blowing across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing equality. Yes, it's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing you and me.
Please include me.
possibly.
Send us to the lines.
Good man.
Send us to the lines.
I'll be at the front, please.
Front of the lines.
Oh, all right. Follow me. Another day, another victory. Another gold stripe, another star. Really quite boring sometimes. Wish they'd send someone equal to my strategies. What a guy. I'm really quite a guy.
Can I open my eyes now, Dad?
I told you didn't have to close them in the first place, son. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, open them up.
That's my name.
Yeah, that's your new office now, college grad. Go on in there.
Awesome. Hey, there's even a fridge. This is great. You can put six packs of soda in here, milk, yogurt. You can put candy bars in the freezer.
Anything that you want to keep cool.
Mr. Callahan, I need your John Hancock on these reports.
John Hancock. It's Herbie Hancock.
Gee.
Richard, check out my new office.
You have a window. And why shouldn't you? You've been here 10 minutes.
Now look, son, these are our new catalogs. Get to know them. They're important. Richard, did you promise me you'll look after Tommy Boy here till he gets his feet wet?
Sure. And thanks for choosing me.
Now don't forget, we're going home early today. I got another surprise for you.
Cool. Thanks, Dad.
It's called reading. Top to bottom, left to right. Group words together as a sentence. Take Tylenol for any headaches. Might offer any cramps.
Shut up.
get up and go. Get up and go back home. We're all waiting for you. Get up and go. Get up and go. Get up and go back home. Get up and go. Get up and go. Get up and go back home. Get up and go. Get up and go. Get up and go back home. Get up and go. Get up and go. Get up and go back home.
I miss you more than Michael Bay missed the mark when he made Pearl Harbor. I miss you more than that movie missed the point. And that's an awful lot, girl. And now you've gone away. And all I'm trying to say is Pearl Harbor sucked. And I miss you. Like Ben Affleck needs acting school. He was terrible in that film. I need you like Cuba Gooding needed a bigger part. He's way better than Ben Affleck now. All I can think about is your smile and that shitty movie too. Pearl Harbor sucks. Just a little bit more than I miss you.
Since I started working, every single day of my life has been worse than
the day before it. So that means that every single day that you see me, that's on the worst day of my life.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
Wow, that's messed up.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, Paul!
Rhyme.
And reason.